Hi, this is Justin McMillan, and I would like to talk to you about the importance of making sure students know the learning intentions and the success criteria on a regular basis here in the school and in education in general. And I want to increase educators across the world using this strategy because, one, it helps students, and it will really will close the achievement gap and help students be successful. So I'm going to do my best to explain why this is so crucial. So in 1971, Mary Alice White tried to imagine the view from a student's desk. The analogy that might make the student's view more comprehensible to us adults is to imagine oneself on a ship sailing across an unknown sea to an unknown destination. An adult would be desperate to know where he is going, but a child only knows that he is going to school. The chart is neither available nor understandable to him. Very quickly, the daily life on board that ship would become all that is important. The daily chores, the demands, the tasks aboard that ship, and not the destination. So many times I get into classrooms and I ask students, like, what are your learning intentions, or what are you learning about today in this class? And many students respond by saying things like, I'm going to complete this slide or do this presentation or complete this worksheet, or we're broader topics like we're learning about Asia or we're learning about the Constitution. And then they specify just that activity. But when I follow up by asking what are you expected to learn by completing those slides or doing that worksheet, I'm met with a lot of blank stares or shrugs, or I don't know, or like, why are you asking me this, Mr. McMillan? So it's so important to know students to be a part of that journey, and they need to know the destination. It's not about the chores aboard the ship and the activity. It's about what will you learn based on this, and students need to be a part of knowing that destination. Where are you heading with this ship? Wallpaper objectives, you know, and the educational trend. We started out in Brighton, walking around, making sure just objectives were on the board. Many times it was the objective wasn't even aligned with what that daily's lesson was. So many staff are just putting it up there because that's what was expected. They didn't make it come alive to the students. It wasn't a part of that journey. And many times it was just the learning intention without the success criteria. I learned very quickly that it's, one, teachers need to know why this is so crucial and not just say do this because it's an expectation, but why is learning intentions and success criteria so important? So I'm hoping to do my best here to relay that. So planning, if you know what success looks like, you can also get rid of the parts of the lesson that are not needed, and you can really hone in on what students need. And if they're not getting it, that success criteria makes it that formative assessment piece so much easier. So what are students supposed to learn? And it's not about the task. The best way to show a student what success looks like is to show them. So model it multiple times. Have models of strong and weak work. Develop rubrics together. But that success criteria needs to become transparent to the students. And that success criteria is that destination. So why should success be a secret? I can't think of a single reason why we should keep that a secret from students. Some of our students will do whatever we ask and trust that we will guide them to the proper destination. However, many of our students need to be a part of that journey. They need to know that destination. So Roy Sadler in 1989 wrote, "The indispensable conditions for improvement that the students come to hold a concept of quality roughly similar to that held by the teacher, is continuously able to monitor the quality of what is being produced during the act of the production itself, and has a repertoire of alternative moves or strategies for which to draw from at any given point." So over the past 4.5 years, we've really been looking at students should know where they're going, where they're at, and they should know what to do next. And that's exactly what Roy Sadler was talking about in 1989. We need to have students to be a part of the journey. So this is why good teaching is so extraordinarily difficult. It's relatively easy to think up cool stuff for students to do in classrooms. But the problem with such an activity-based approach is that too often it's not clear what the students are going to learn. It's also relatively easy, on the other hand, to approach students directly about what you want them to learn. But this often results in unimaginable teaching. So teaching is hard, and Grant Wiggins and Jay McTighe, you know, that backwards design, they pointed out learning has to be designed backwards. So as a staff, do we know by the end of the year what students should know and be able to do? What are the learning intentions and what's the success criteria? And then we can design those daily lessons. But until we know at the end where we're going, it's really hard to make students part of the journey as we're trying to figure things out along the way. On that same note too, we need to know what students already come in knowing. They've done a lot of research on sometimes, unless we're able to assess what they know before lessons, 40 to 50% of the kids have a good understanding of what's going on in the lesson, or might even have learned it already. And it's just a repeat. So how do we extend? How do we adjust the success criteria for students? They might all have the same learning intention, but you can adjust the success criteria and keep pushing students. Even the students who are struggling, they can aim for a higher success criteria. Our math team has done an awesome job on having three different levels of tests, but also telling students, if you want to go for a higher level, we encourage you to do that. So have students be a part of the journey. Don't just tell them, get on the ship and trust me. Have them be able to map the stars and figure things out and know what to do next, and be able to sail the ship. So that's what we're all about here at Casey Middle School.